time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties, Mr. Robbie Jensen. Robbie, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you're the director for both areas.
Correct.
So it sounds like you've kind of got a full plate.
I do. So between the two counties, there are actually seven senior centers. So the two in Carbon County, East Carbon and the Carbon County, they're in by the fairgrounds. And then in Emery County, there are actually five centers. So Green River, Emery, Farron, Castledale, and Huntington. Went backwards on that one.
That's all right. As long as you got them all, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you started about a year and a half ago over in Emery County.
Correct.
And you took over just at the first of the year as Debbie Kobe retired out there.
She did.
So how's things been? Has your transition been okay?
It's been really well. I was a little nervous to begin with, just a new staff, wondering how a new director would be. And the Price crew, they've been great. Welcomed me very well. And I think the transition has been as smooth as you could ask for. So I've been very happy on that side of things.
Okay, now one thing that's been going on, and everybody that spends any time out to the senior center knows, mm-hmm. So we've lost a Friday.
Correct.
Lost that Friday.
Yes, we have.
So you're Monday through Thursday out there, but you've got some stuff that you've kind of decided you're going to try and replace some things for that Friday. Why don't we talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, so because we've lost those Fridays, we wanted to make sure that none of the activities that we have been doing on those Fridays were lost. So we had bingo that we would do Monday and Friday, and now it's Monday and Wednesday. And so all of the activities that were happening on that Friday are still happening throughout the week there. And for the nutrition side of things, it is a meal that has been lost in congregant meals. However, we still have the Meals on Wheels program, and we still do deliveries 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. But if anyone that would like to and qualifies for Meals on Wheels can still get their frozen meals for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we still have weekend service for the Meals on Wheels.
And that was a big concern for some, that we're losing that Friday meal.
Right. We want to make sure that everyone is getting the nutrition that they need, irregardless of how they're receiving that. So we wanted to make sure that they were still, those that were at risk, nutrition-wise, we're still receiving those meals. So we still do have those weekend services available.
Okay, and that's, like you said, that's very important to those people. They just kind of need that comfort of knowing that it's okay and it's going to still be there for them.
Right, we want to reassure them that that is still a possibility. And socialization is an important part of everyone's health and well-being as well. So we wanted to make sure that we had all of those activities that were happening on Friday, that they're still happening throughout the week.
Okay, and we were talking a little bit off air. Coming up in April, you've got some things that you're going to do out to the senior centers in April that are kind of different activities. Why don't you talk about those and let people know about those?
Sure. So happening on April 26th, we are going to be having a dance that's going to be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have live music that is going to be there, and so we still have some activities that are going to be happening on Fridays, and this is our first one this year. We plan on having two or three more throughout the year to be held on a Friday that will kind of replace some of those things. So we don't want to be completely closed on Fridays. We want to have some kind of quarterly activities and different things so that we still have some activities on Friday. So that will be one of the activities that we'll be doing, and we have activities going on all of the time, fundraisers that are happening. So we're going to be having a movie day out there on July 12th that they can come, and that will be a fundraiser. So it will be a $5 suggested donation for that to purchase a seat there, and they can come and watch a movie on July 12th. So we do have some different activities that are going to be happening on Fridays still.
Okay, and you've also got some activities that are planned for over in Emory County at the centers over there.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about those. You've got one coming up in April that you were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we don't have a set date right now for that, but it is going to be happening in April. It's called Stepping On, and it's a fall prevention program for anyone that is at risk of a fall or has fallen in the last year. It's a very exact program. We have to cover exact information, and so you do have to qualify if you are interested in participating in that. But we go over a lot of different things, how to recover from a fall, things that cause falls to help you not be at such a high risk for falls. So that is going to be happening in April. It's a 10 to 12 week program, 2 to 3 hours once a week, and so that is coming up. And we also decided we wanted to kind of have some joint activities between Carbon and Emory County. So on June 20th, we're going to be having a summer picnic for Carbon and Emory Counties at the Little Bear Campground. So anyone that would like to come out to that, seniors are welcome. We'll have buses that come around and pick people up to bring them to that picnic as well. So a lot of neat things, and I think there's a lot of opportunities for those joint county activities going forward.
Okay, so let's give a quick, some people have questions about the senior citizen centers and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Membership is not as difficult as you think it might be.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about that and your hours just as a kind of a wrap up.
Sure. So anyone that is 60 years or older is more than welcome to come out and use the senior center Monday through Thursday in Carbon County, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we have billiards, we have card rooms, we have a computer room. I mean, we have a lot of different activities that are going on every day. The ceramics room is open. You can fire your own ceramics and paint those. So a lot of activities, and that's free of charge for anyone 60 or older. For lunch, it is a suggested donation of $3 for the meal for seniors. And if anyone is under that age and is still interested in coming to the senior center, if they have a senior sponsor, they can come out to those as long as the senior is willing to be responsible for that person. They can come out and look around the facilities, see what's going on, and are able to participate in some of those activities as well. With that, however, it is you would have to pay for your meal if you are going to come and eat, and it is a $10 for those that are under 60. So we take care of everybody out there. Emory County is a little bit different. Their centers are open for Emory, Farron, Castledale, and Huntington. Those are open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And their meals, they only have congregate meals once a week. Mondays for Emory, Farron, and Huntington, and Tuesdays for Castledale. Those are at noon. And Green River, they serve meals twice a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and their center is only open currently Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We're looking at expanding some of those services and activities for Emory County as well.
All right, Robbie, thanks for stopping in today. We appreciate you swinging by and talking to us about letting us know what's going on in all the senior centers.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
If you ever have anything else that you need to get out here and let us know about, mm-hmm. we'll take care of you and come on back.
Well, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I would love to come back at some point.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
You as well.
That's been another KOAL interview on KOAL ITV. Check out Castle Country Focus on FM 107.3 and AM 750 KOAL.